Morning. My name is Stephen Archibald. I am the pastor at Rincon Marcus Mission. It's about 25 miles southwest of here. It's been my privilege to know Tony and his family since about 1998 when I first moved to Rincon Marcus. And then also to be his pastor now for 8 years. And I'm not happy for the circumstances, but I am privileged to be able to be here to support the family and to be a part of this. Been praying for you all. I wanted to apologize that I didn't make it to the meetings. I had to be out of state for some time, and I was unable to make it to any of the funeral meetings, so I apologize for that. I trust that the Lord sent those to be there and help, as I know he did. And I did also want to remind us as we get started that this is a time to celebrate the memories, as was so beautifully said over the last few moments, to celebrate the memories of Joni. And so I trust that you'll keep that in mind. Also, in moving forward over the next few moments, I want us to gather ourselves together, our hearts together, and think about us today. Think about yourself today. This is a time to focus on memories and to grieve and to move forward in those things, but it's also a time to evaluate ourselves this morning. I want to start with prayer, not because necessarily you need to pray this morning, but because I need to. I want you to know that I need the Lord's help today. So I'm going to pray that he would help me. Our Heavenly Father, we will come before you today. I come before you today requesting your help, requesting your strength, your encouragement. You know what it is that I need. You know what it is that each one of these people need this morning. You know our deepest pains and hurts, our past scars. You know the things that we're struggling with today. And more than that, you know how to fix it. You know what it is that would heal and help. We're asking over the next few moments that your presence would be here in a special way, that you would move in and out among these hearts this morning, that they would sense your presence. They would sense your love and your forgiveness, the hope that you have to offer. And Lord, that you would help me this morning to bring forth the words that you would have me to. And Lord, that you would have me to hold back the things that you wouldn't have me to say today. We're asking furthermore that you would push back any confusion, any darkness today that might be present. And we're asking that you would reign supreme and in control in this service and all things afterwards. We love you today. We're grateful for who you are. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I was thinking and praying coming across this morning, I came in from Grants, New Mexico. Many of you may know where that is. I come through, right through Hospa. Got to Hospa and turned off onto the dirt road and came across the shortcut through Rincon Marcus. It wasn't shorter, but it was straighter than going all the way around that way. Just an interesting note on the side, I got about 3 miles in and there was two tracks going in on the dirt road, and it's muddy over there right now. It got some rain. There's two tracks coming in this morning, and all of a sudden I saw the big mud hole in front of me and those tracks turned around, and that was the second set of tracks going back out. And so we trailblazed across there again this morning, made a new set of tracks from Hospa into Rincon Marcus and then out this way. Thank the Lord for the rain. Thank the Lord for his blessings. He's good to us. He's faithful even in the difficult times to hold our hands and to put his arms around us and lift us up. As I was thinking about these things and coming across, I thought, you know what? We're at a crossroads again this morning. Life has happened. Death has once again happened. And we stand, or we're here today, at a crossroads. Another opportunity to make a decision, myself included. Do we head down the road of allowing the Lord to heal us and allowing His help, His forgiveness, looking forward into the hope that He has to offer? Or do we choose the other side of the crossroads, the other direction at the Y? And do we go down a road of beginning to allow bitterness and anger and unforgiveness and whatever it might be, pain, to control our life? I hope this morning, as I talk to you for just a few brief moments, that you will begin to understand that this decision at the crossroads does not affect just you, and it does not affect just me. The decisions that Tony made back when he was a young man, and everyone else here, myself included, has an effect on other people. There's people watching. There's people that our decisions impact, some greatly and some not so greatly. As I was trying to get the mind of the Lord today and understand what direction He would have us to go, I had a direction that I thought I should go. And I feel this morning that the Lord would have me shift directions just a little bit. I want to tell you the story over a dark period in my life. And I feel that's the way I should go today, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tie this together and help us to understand. This happens during a time when many of you knew me as a young child. Tony, several others back in here. I don't know all of you, but I know several of you knew me as a younger person. At 12 years old, I moved to Rinco Marcos with my parents, just 25 miles southwest of here. Went to school with some of you. Got in trouble with some of you. Had some good times with some of you. But what I want to share this morning is I wish that I could tell you today that as I grew up and I approached the ages of 17, 18, 19, that I was making right choices. That as I stood at crossroads just where you're at today and where we're at today, that I chose the right way. I did not. You see, when I turned shortly after the age of 18, when I began to realize that I could make my own choices and suffer my own consequences, I began to do just that. I left Rinco Marcos, New Mexico, and I went to Grant, and I went and enrolled in the state university there, and my life began to spiral down, down, down. You see, because at that point, as I had taken the wrong choice and chose the wrong path, it stair-stepped down very quickly. I am thankful this morning that most of you did not know me during that point. I was a very bad attitude, had a very bad attitude. I was an alcoholic. Every choice that I made was wrong. I can guarantee you today, if I made a choice, it was very, very likely it was the wrong one at that point in my life. If I was sitting here this morning and I was in at that point in my lifetime, I would make the wrong choice. As I began to throw away everything that was good in my life, I began to break every relationship that was good. The relationship with my parents was broken. The relationship with my Navajo grandma and grandmas was broken. The relationship with God was broken. I wasted my mind. I wasted my body. I broke the relationship that I had with many different levels of law and order in this state. I remember the judge telling me when I got out of jail, he said, "If you walk down the alcohol aisle in Walmart, I will lock you up till God knows when." There became a point that I got to another crossroads. Things were low, low. I was on probation in two different counties in New Mexico. I was sick and tired of it. Multiple people wanted me dead here in New Mexico. I had burnt lots of bridges. I remember getting on Interstate 40, leaving Grants, and headed east. I got to some rest area way out towards the edge of New Mexico and Texas. I pulled off into the rest area. I threw my cell phone in the trash and I said, I'm never coming back to New Mexico again. And I left. I want to pause right here today and tell you and ask you, aren't you glad this morning that there's some people, some grandmas and some grandpas that are praying for some of us right now? Because I will tell you, at that low point in my life in the early 2000s, that it was only because there were some grandmas and grandpas that were praying for me. There were some brothers that were praying for me, my parents that were praying for me, that I didn't end everything right there. And God's mercy. Fast forward over the next several months, my life took me different places as I wandered around this country, and I ended up in East Texas, at the bottom. Everything was broken. I couldn't even say three words without offending someone. My mind was so blown up and saturated with things that if I tried to sleep, I couldn't sleep. If I tried to sit down and even look at God's word, nothing. But all the wrong, the people that I had dragged out and beaten, the relationships that I had broken and hurt. The reason I want to bring you to this point this morning is to understand that I was at a major, major crossroads at that point. And for the past many months and years, I had been going down the direction that was wrong every time I came to the crossroads. But I want to tell you this morning that on the backside of a very large building, next to some trees, on the east side of the state of Texas, God met me. And He changed me completely. I didn't bring anything. I was still an alcoholic. I was still broken. I didn't have anything good to bring to God. But when I was at that crossroads where maybe you find yourself today, or maybe you will find yourself in the future, I want you to know that God is waiting there if you'll make the one right choice to turn towards Him. He was there. It began over the next several months, a time of healing, when God allowed to heal my mouth. He healed my heart. He began to heal my relationships with the law. He began to heal the relationship with my parents and my brothers and sisters. There was a point a couple months later that God miraculously healed my mind. I got so low that I said, God, I don't care if I don't remember anything else of the first 20 some years of my life. I cannot live with this torment in my mind. And He took it away. I want you to understand today that this is not complicated. I didn't bring anything to it. I didn't buy it. I didn't get it because I had the right skin color or anything else. I wasted every single thing that I had that was a benefit that I was born with. I want you to understand today that it is simple as just reaching out and saying yes to God in that broken state. It was like if this door was open this morning and the light was shining outside, and I knew that that is what God wanted me to do, is to walk through that door. And I did. and healing began to come. And I realized that there was another light, that God said, this is where I want you to go, and this is what I want you to do. And as I walked through that door, one more light, and then another, and then another. The reason that's important this morning is because if you listen to the devil, he will tell you this morning that there's 100 things that you're going to have to do before you can get out of that rat hole that we're in. And that is not how God works. One thing at a time, because he is a loving God that wants to heal and wants to forgive. And his hands are out to us this morning. I will fast forward many years and tell you that God brought me continuously through one door and through the next. Sometimes it was even in the same day, I would do what he wanted me to do. And I would understand this is what he wants me to do again. Sometimes there was a phase of a week or two or maybe a month. And it brought me to the point to where I'm at right here today. A place where God has allowed me to have some form of healing, to be of some benefit to a few other people, to reconcile some of those things that I broke in my past. And I'm grateful, oh so grateful to him today. I don't like to talk about my past. I haven't done it much in the past. I don't like to, and I think, you know what? It's so ugly. But when God puts his finger and says, I want you to tell these people, then I'm going to do it. And that's what I have attempted to do this morning. I want to bring this down to ask us today, at this crossroads, at this point in life, right here, we're not fools today. We know that time is short. You have to be a complete whatever to even think that life is forever. Death stares us in the face a lot at my age. At all ages. So I want to challenge you today as we have spent this next few moments evaluating our hearts today and our lives and our choices. Which way at this crossroads are you going to choose? Are you going to walk through the door where the light's on, where God is saying, this is what I want you to do? To begin the pathway of healing. To begin the pathway of choosing what's right for you and what's right for your family. What's right for the community. Or are we going to sit here and walk out of this building this morning and turn down the other way? A way that feels good sometimes, looks good, smells good. It's attractive, but it ends in heartache and brokenness. I'm going to read you a verse today out of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. It says here, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. This mammon here means money or things or whatever I want. You see, we have the opportunity today to serve a God that wants what's best for us. He wants healing. He wants hope. He wants forgiveness. He wants a life that can benefit the family and the community. Or we can choose what we want. The battle's real. And the crossroads is today. choose wisely today. Choose wisely as you feel the pain of suffering, as you feel the pain of loss, as you are forced to face these realities for real. Allow it to push you towards God. I walked in here today and I saw there's a quote, or a definition rather, on the wall right above the water fountain back here. The word is reverence. The definition on the wall says, the Christian's holy, soul-trembling response to God and His truth. This thing of reverence is something when we come face-to-face with God, when we come face-to-face with the realities and at the crossroads, and our heart and our soul should be shaking before God and humble before Him, to the point that it causes us to move forward into truth, to making right choices. I love you guys this morning. I am thankful and privileged once again to be here with each one of you as family. I want you to know today that I was privileged just like you in having some Navajo grandmas and grandpas, some Moss and some Chase, that were praying for me when I was making the wrong choices.
Thank you, Jesus.
One of the reasons that I have a love and a passion for this part of the country is because of their prayers. They prayed for me. I remember one, and most of them are gone now. I had to say goodbye to most of them. But I remember one of them that told me years later when I came back to Rincon. They said, I heard somebody said that Steve Archibald was goofing off and doing something. I forget what it was that she said that she heard. And she says, "Nah, I didn't say anything. I just prayed for you." Thank the Lord for people and grandmas like that. Wow. That's what I had today. Trust that your heart will be encouraged to make the right choice. Choose Him. Choose right. Choose healing. Choose forgiveness. And remember today, wherever you find yourself, however low that might be, that Jesus is right there with His arms open, just waiting for us to make the choice. See, that's the interesting thing about God. He doesn't beat us over the head and tell us, well, you failed the last 30 years. Kick us down in the dirt. Hold our head down under His boot. Actually, we know who does that. It's the devil today. He's the master of those kinds of things. God, on the other hand, is a loving God that reaches out and says, I just want someone that chooses me. And then I will have their best interest in mind. I will help them. I will lift them up. I'll carry. I'll heal. I'm living proof this morning. Thank you.